Halacha Hilchos Brachos about Pass on a Monday night or Lechot Ches Shabbat. Okay, so apparently I got mixed up last night between what procedure comes first. Meaning, if you take Pass that's already baked and then you cook it, then it's possible to be mevatel the same pass with from it by cooking it, and there's conditions if it's less than a kazayas, and so on and so forth, or if it loses the toar lechem, and so on and so forth. But then there's a case in Shulchan Aruch where those procedures are reversed. So even though the Shulchan Aruch talks about cholut, that you pour boiling water over it, and it says pass, like it. Pass, it's lav dafka, you know, it says cholut that you then bake. So the Ramah says pass, so then the Mishnah Brura and virtually everyone says that's lav dafka, because we're talking about dough. And we're not, so first of all, we're talking about dough, not pass. And we're not talking about just cholut, which is pouring boiling water over it, but we're talking about even if it was cooked. If you cook it first, and this is some achronim say differently, but again, virtually all say that even if you cook it and it becomes royal achila, you've actually accomplished something with the cooking. You've made it into something that is edible. But if you then bake it second, then it's pas gomer hu mevarech olav hamotzi. So that's your bagel, and that's anything else that's like that. So even if you cook it first, you take the dough and you cook it first, and even if you make it edible, but baking it afterwards gives it a shem pass. It's the other way, that the cooking second, and there's a second one, there's always like the ikker one. The cooking can be mevatel, with the right circumstances. Can be, not always, is it? But it can be mevatel the shem pass from it. But adarabba, if you cook it first, then... and then you bake it, then it remains hamotzi.